May the Holy Spirit be with us always. Amen. Whenever we say, let me tell you when, let me tell you a story, let me tell you about, we are speaking our truth. And sometimes we do this easily, naturally, sometimes with some anxiety, sometimes with vulnerability in our hearts. We do this, the let me tell you when, to connect to one another or to offer guidance that learning from our experiences or to perhaps change another person's heart or mind. So let me tell you a little bit about why priests are taught and encouraged to share their stories. The very simplest and most compelling reason is, well, to learn to model what Jesus does, what Jesus shows us and teaches us about the power of story, be they parables or actual moments from our lives. The potency of story can change the social order of our society. Change policies that often exclude from a lack of understanding or from a fear that there aren't enough resources, and sometimes from greed or hatred. Sharing our stories can change others and ourselves. Our stories can do all this when it speaks from our personal truth, our lived experiences. And Jesus gives us the gift of the advocate with the hope that we will claim our voice, claim our stories to prove the world wrong about how to love one another, how to love ourselves just the way Jesus loves each one of us. One of the gifts of stories and poetry is when we hear our own selves echoed back in someone else's story, now beautifully transformed. We all can change hearts and minds, soothe souls, call out wrongs, and transform hurtful words uttered by others that too often become a part of us, until we learn to let go of the hurt. Shane Quaison gives us a gift in his spoken word poem, To This Day for the Bullied and Beautiful. And here's part of the poem. To this day, kids are still being called names. The classics were, hey, stupid, hey, spaz. Seems like every school has an arsenal of names getting updated every year. And if a kid breaks in a school and no one around chooses to hear, do they make a sound? Are they just background noise from a soundtrack stuck on repeat when people say things like, kids can be cruel? Every school was a big top circus tent, and the pecking order went from acrobats to lion tamers, from clowns to carnies, all these miles ahead of who we were. We were freaks, lobster claw boys and bearded ladies, oddities juggling depression and loneliness, playing solitaire, spin the bottle, trying to kiss the wounded parts of ourselves and heal. But at night, while the others slept, we kept walking the tightrope. It was practice. And yes, some of us fell. But I want to tell them that all of this is just debris left over when we finally decide to smash all the things we thought we used to be. And if you can't see anything beautiful about yourself, get a better mirror. Look a little closer. Stare a little longer. Because there's something inside you that made you keep trying despite everyone who told you to quit. You built a cast around your broken heart and signed it yourself. They were wrong. Because maybe you didn't belong to a group or a clique. Maybe they decided to pick you last for basketball or everything. Maybe you used to bring bruises and broken teeth to show and tell, but never told. Because how can you hold your ground if everyone around you wants to bury you beneath it? You have to believe that they were wrong. They have to be wrong. Why else would we still be here? We grew up learning to cheer on the underdog because we see ourselves in them. We stem from a root planted in the belief that we are not what we were called. We are not abandoned cars stalled out and sitting on some highway. And if in some way we are, don't worry. We only got out to walk and get gas. We are graduating members from the class of We Made It, not the faded echoes of voices crying out, names will never hurt you. Of course they did. But our lives will only ever always continue to be a balancing act that has less to do with pain and more to do with beauty. Sharing the stories of our lives requires courage and vulnerability, as well as recognizing how much to share and knowing when to peel back the layers, like the peeling of an onion over time. We have the power to help others. When we use our stories to examine our lives and allow ourselves to let a new shape and transformation occur within us. I am a better person for the experiences of my life, the good, the hard, the painful, the joy, all of it shapes me. My stories have transformed my life. I am so much more because of them. I am the beautiful person I am today because of my experiences. I found a deep love for myself. And when I found that love within, I found God waiting for me. And the adventure of life that still awaits me, unfolding in each breath, in each day, in every interaction. So let me tell you a little bit about why priests are taught and encouraged to share their stories. The very simplest and most compelling reason is to learn to model what Jesus does, what Jesus shows us and teaches us about the power of stories from our lives. The potency of our experiences can transform social order, can offer hope to the oppressed, offer hope to the disenfranchised, offer hope to the hurting, offer hope to the lonely, can offer love and compassion and empathy, courage to do bold things and change lives. The power of story transforms how we see our world and how we see ourselves. Amen.